In the autumn of 2019, my mother was diagnosed with terminal lung adenocarcinoma. Almost none of the statistics or medical terminology the doctor spoke registered with me. The only thought running through my mind was, there isn't much time left. On the third day after her diagnosis, I brought a ritual object made of human bone, a Dharma implement given to me by my teacher, to the hospital and placed it at the head of her bed. I did not recite any sutras. I performed no ritual of any kind. The following morning, she called me. Her voice was confused. She said the ritual object had shattered. It was made of bone, extremely dense and hard. No one had touched it. It had not fallen. It simply broke apart. And then my mother's condition began to improve, in a way that even her attending physician found unexpected. You could call it coincidence. You could say it was material degradation, age-related brittleness. You could offer 100 rational explanations. But what followed was 6 full years. 6 years in which I accompanied her to places she had always wanted to go, recorded her voice, and had conversations we never would have had before. In 2025, she passed away. I studied the debate between faith and reason in seminary. Some would call what happened a cognitive bias. Others would call it supernatural intervention. I do not take sides. I have no need to prove that the shattering of that ritual object caused her recovery, nor do I need to deny that there was some kind of connection between the two, a connection I cannot comprehend. To say I don't know is the most honest response I am capable of giving to what I lived through. The broken ritual object still sits on my bookshelf. What it holds is not the memory of a miracle. It holds the mark left behind by love after love had given everything it had.